How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do Podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. My name is Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jared.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hello.
Hey.
People.
How are you guys?
Doing okay. I'm pretty good today.
I still alive, so.
That's good.
You know, I'm thinking right now, were you here last week?
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive that.
Ooh. But was he not? No, also, you were definitely here last week.
My brain.
Oh, yeah, he was here last week.
I was, because I came right after work.
Man, is that weird that we don't remember?
No.
It's been so long since Jared's been on that show, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You're becoming that, like on a sitcom, the neighborhood kid that was like prominent in the first three seasons. And then, like, the fourth season, he was only here for, like, six of the episodes for some reason.
Uh-huh.
It's not that we can't afford you.
Oh, it is.
He's in demand elsewhere.
My rate went up, dude.
Yeah, sure.
His rates went up.
Before we started the show, we were trying to figure out what my separation from Kevin Bacon is, my 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Because I'm a famous TV actor.
I looked up.
So Ian Bacon already looked it up, but can me and Kyle guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three.
Okay.
I think three's pretty good.
I'm going to say two.
Two?
Two.
Wow. So I looked up Gage. Am I allowed to say your last name?
Yeah.
It's on iTunes.
Everybody at home knows what 6 degrees of separation is, right?
Yeah.
Because this feels like it's an
old thing. I think so.
Yeah, it's a Kevin Bacon thing. It's basically how separated are you from Kevin Bacon? And it's really, really hard to get, like, what, four and above?
So it's like movies that, so related how?
In any way.
Okay.
Like if I was in something with another person and that person was in something with another person, that person was in something with Kevin Bacon, that's what, 3 degrees, 4 degrees?
Yeah, that's three.
Three.
Okay. And then like if like, let's say there's a singer and the singer was in a TV show and then they were linked to Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Everybody is linked to Kevin Bacon in one way or another.
What if What if they kissed Kevin Bacon?
Then they are in
Kevin Bacon.
They're in Kevin Bacon.
They're in cahoots with him.
They're a part of him.
Okay.
So, Gage Edwards, Kevin Bacon number, no results. They didn't know who you were. But,
damn.
What I did is I looked up Kevin Spacey's Bacon number, and then I just added one, because you're in, obviously, you worked with Mr. Spacey on TV.
Right.
And you have a Bacon number of three.
Damn.
Jarrett was right.
Okay. So, who gets me to Kevin Bacon? Can we work backwards?
What was he in
with Kevin Spacey?
I sure can work backwards.
I was on HBO with a few other actors. Maybe we can get closer than three.
Okay. Well, he worked with he was in Working Girl with Oliver Pratt, who was in X-Men First Class with Kevin Bacon.
Wow, that's weird. So I got a different result, also of the same amount, but with a different person. And it was Kevin Spacey was in Superman Returns with Frank Langella, who was in Frost Nixon with Kevin Bacon.
What did you say first, Ian? What
was about X-Men? It was Oliver Pratt from Working Girl, and then Oliver Pratt was in X-Men First Class with Kevin Bacon.
Who's Oliver Pratt?
He's an actor.
And what?
Okay.
And he's in X-Men First Class.
But how do I get to him?
Because Kevin Spacey worked with him in Working Girl.
Okay, and he was an X-Men who was with Kevin Spacey.
Who else famous?
Kevin Bacon
with Gage.
Right.
Oh, I know who that is.
Who else has shared a camera lens with you?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We're in the same episode of Veep.
That's a lot to.
What's another one that I can do while Jared's doing that one? What about Transformers? Shia LaBeouf.
Do you know him? Do you know his number?
No, of course not.
Damn it.
Crap. Who else was in freaking Veep?
Oh, Shia LaBeouf does not have a Bacon number.
Same number.
Three.
You're just so famous, there's so many that you just...
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know any of their names, I guess. But I can pull up their IMDb.
Must not be famous enough. That's what I say.
Just don't think they're funny.
I think Tony Hale is the only guy I can think of. Was like his like
assistant. What episode of House of Cards were you on?
Three.
Episode 3 of season 1?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think so.
Gage was in that OG shit.
Yes, it was definitely season 1.
Oh, okay.
I was in it first before everyone canceled Kevin Spacey.
All right, let's see.
I mean, he did touch a little boy, so I guess...
He did, yeah.
It was.
Reed Scott I worked with on Veep, and Matt Walsh.
Oh, Matt Walsh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing for Reed Scott.
You'll probably get a lot from Matt Walsh.
Matt Walsh is
in
everything.
A bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Matthew Walsh. Spelled that real bad. I spelled it bad again. A lot of these just aren't coming up.
Just not famous enough, apparently. These are these guys that just cameo in everything, but they have like nothing consistent.
Well, you have a bacon number of three.
Wait, you said Matt Walsh?
Yeah, Matt Walsh. I think he was looking up.
Well, you're down to two.
Down to two.
Matt Walsh was in a movie with Kevin Bacon.
Was he?
Yes.
Where do you get the darkness from?
The darkness.
So now you're down to two. The only thing you can do now is be in something with Kevin Bacon.
Be in Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, you can kiss him.
Yeah. Oh, I can kiss him.
Lock his lips in yours.
I'm pretty okay. You guys been on TV?
No.
I don't that I know of now.
I've a band that I was in opened up for a pretty big band, and I wonder if they are linked
together. Yeah, look it up. What band?
Kevin Bacon has a Kevin Bacon number of zero.
I have to try to remember what the name of that band
is. It just says
I think it was In Dying
Kevin Bacon.
I feel like that's cheating.
But Kevin Bacon, if he looks in a mirror?
Yeah.
Wow. Two's pretty good. Two's pretty good.
I got nothing.
You didn't play in a band that had Kevin Bacon in it?
No, I wish I did.
Was there a song named Kevin Bacon or anything based on him?
I'd want to be called Kevin and the Bacon Boys.
Kevin and the Bacon Bites.
Or Kevin and his Bacon Bits.
Maple Boys.
Too sexual.
Maple Bacon.
What's too sexual about sexual Kevin Bacon? That was sexual too. It's okay. Kevin Bacon is just pure sex. Have you seen? Yeah.
What's the new thing he was in?
X-Men. I don't know. Footloose 2.
There's a new Bacon movie.
There's a second one?
There's a remake.
So many X-Men movies. What do you mean?
Oh, no, I mean like Footloose 2. Where like the priest comes back and he's like,
Gage's cat
heard you've been dancing.
Or the town is too much dancing. Kevin Bacon's like, we need to stop.
It's too much.
We need to outlaw dancing. They
it's
were right.
It's time to stop.
Hold on, the cat's crazy.
You have a cat in your room?
She was hiding in the closet.
Yeah, sure was.
Jumped out of nowhere.
She's looking for Kevin Bacon.
Clawed Gage in the face and said, where's my Kevin Bacon?
Oh, isn't he in the new Tremors movie?
He's got to be. What's that have to...
All right, he's back now.
I'm back now.
He's in the new...
Tremors
movie, right?
Sure. That's what I just yelled. Is that right?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's my Kevin Bacon that I know. Okay.
Good job.
He was in Smilf.
What's that?
He was in Smilf.
I know what MILF means. What's the S add?
What the S?
A single 20-something mom struggles to find happiness, work-life balance.
So a single mom. I'd like to...
Friend.
Friend, of course.
I'd like to find... Huh. Well, Gage, you got a bacon number of 2 and 3.
It's pretty good. I'm pretty proud of myself, so thanks, guys.
I'm proud of you, Gage.
You should bring it up at parties.
Wait, so you know what that guy means? You guys are now fours.
We're threes.
Yeah, you're threes.
Oh, whoa.
Good job. Oh, we're threes.
Hey, how about that, guy?
Damn.
Yeah, look
we have
at
a
this.
Bacon number three.
Everybody wins.
Yeah, holy look at that.
Schnoo.
Yeah, go tell your friends they're fours. Just take my money like you're a four.
Dude, you're a four. What can I say?
Pretty good job. You made it. Okay. Give me the Doom Days for something.
It is Doom 9th, and it's Ice Age Preparedness Day.
Jerry doesn't like Doom. Ice Age Preparedness Day.
Yes.
How?
Just get hot. Just get hot and stay hot, and you'll be all right.
Have fans ready.
keep
blankets ready. I don't know.
Fans ready.
It might hold up for a second, and you're like, oh, it might be fine, and then it'll like turn even worse.
Well, freezing is from stagnant water, so maybe the fan pushing air around will keep things from being stagnant, so it won't freeze.
Get fans. Okay. Fans on to blow cold air right now.
Fans can blow hot things,
move
right?
To the volcano.
Oh, put a candle in front.
It's blowing
blow
me.
Hot candle.
So I'm doing.
What's that?
Moving to the volcano.
Which one?
You're
any.
I feel like that's more danger.
You said how? The volcano.
You
which
said,
one?
You said this is Ice Age Preparedness Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which means we need to prepare for the Ice Age, right?
Correct.
And the Ice Age is full of what?
Age.
Mammoths.
Dead dinosaurs.
Ooh, those are all right. But also ice.
Sure.
You know what you can do to combat ice?
Get hot, like ice.
Fucking throw lava at it.
How much lava have you seen in your life?
A handful.
Yeah, I don't think lava exists.
How much have you thrown in your life?
A handful.
If there was that much lava, why did the first ice age happen?
Yeah, dum-dum.
Because.
Why are those movies so popular?
Dinosaurs ate the lava. That's course, why they can breathe fire, and that's why dragons exist.
Well, now explain to me this. What if more animals eat the lava, and then there goes your whole plan?
Well, hey, I'm going to make them my pets. Hello, this is my pet Kermit. It's a frog that breathes fire.
Do you also breathe fire?
I do. I've been consuming the
yoga
the
fire
for years.
Just in like increased like amount, in, so you get income. More
it's
more
just like
yeah.
Poison, mm-hmm. You know,
I don't think lava exists.
It does.
Never seen it.
Well,
show me. Show it to me. All.
Do you have any in a vial?
Doesn't exist.
Ah,
not real. It's a figment. It's a pretend made up material by the government.
No, those are birds.
Material?
Birds.
Yeah. it's false.
Mm.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man. So,
hey, that's a freaking three you're talking to over there.
Yeah, you need to watch your shit.
I'm a three.
I guess you're also a three. I don't know.
Hey, if we hang out together, we're three's company. Oh, wait. No, Gage is a two, so we'd be two's company. Someone has to hang out with us. Then they'll be three's company.
That sounds like a tall order. I'm trying to get someone to hang out with you guys. I guess it's me.
Yeah.
Ugh. I gotta hang
you're
out
three's
with
company
threes.
As a two?
I need to find more
twos.
Oh,
that's so embarrassing for you.
I know. I can't believe there's people are seeing me with these threes right now.
You're John Ritter.
You're like Kevin Spacey, Gage. Kevin's a two.
Don't.
And he hung out with a three.
And you see what happened.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He got canceled and one of them died in jail. Sure.
He's dead?
Who? Epstein?
Kevin Spacey?
Might as well be.
Yeah.
His career's dead.
Spacey went to jail.
No, sure didn't.
How many jail hours did Kev Spacey get?
Probably none.
I don't think
probably
he got
a whole
any.
Bunch of zero.
Mm-mm.
None?
He probably said, dude, stop. And that was it.
Come on.
Come on, man. Just let the boys be boys. Leave him alone, Kev.
God.
Leave him alone. Let them boys
I
be
guess
boys.
None.
I told you nothing happened.
He got dropped.
It's just here's what happened. Here's
yeah,
the timeline.
Yeah, got dropped. They got paid off.
He was totally cool. There was rumors of him being gay, and then I told everyone he was gay, and he hit on me. And then that one BuzzFeed article came out where that dude's like Kevin Spacey touched me inappropriately, and everyone got mad at him, and they touched told me that he was gay, and I was like, I know. And then no one else hired him to do anything else.
Damn,
that was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I could have exposed him sooner, but he didn't touch me or anything.
You should have let him. Ooh.
Kevin Spacey thought I was cute, and that's good enough for me.
You got space ghosted.
He spaced me out.
It's also Fish Fight an Animal Day.
Hell yeah.
You'll always win unless you fight a monkey.
It's the gorillas. I mean, don't do it. Just
they got
don't
my thumbs.
Do it. All right. That is the ultimate they win.
So I watched a documentary this week.
Tiger King.
Grizzly Man.
Oh, ooh. Is that the one where he dies? Spoiler.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, spoiler. Yeah, he totally dies.
Really.
No, he didn't.
He didn't
no.
use his thumbs.
No.
Hmm.
But yeah.
If
he lost, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Be prepared.
if an animal's charging at you and you show them a thumbs up, do they stop in their tracks, of course?
Ooh.
I think they would. They'd be like, what is this sorcery?
I've never seen those.
What is going on here?
You still looking up Spacey?
Huh?
Are you still looking up Spacey?
I was trying to see. He gone.
I was trying to see.
What's the biggest animal you could fight that's not a gorilla? Or could you fight a gorilla? I'm not here to judge.
I could fight a gorilla.
What?
I'd die.
I'd want to see you win. I'd want to be able to put money on you comfortably. Okay.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
The biggest animal I think I could comfortably win in a fight with.
Yeah, that I could put money on.
You guys think fighting an anteater would be weird?
I need...
Yes.
They're all shrunk.
I need stipulation.
With a long tongue.
Stipulation
how? Am I being dropped into a coliseum with, like, a loincloth and my fists?
You could be wearing what you're wearing now with just
your fisting fight.
It's a fist fight.
Okay, because I have a knife in my pocket.
No, it's a fist fight.
Okay.
No.
If you use that, then I let the tiger turn into a monkey or something.
Okay. If I can't use my knife, then the tiger can't use its claws.
Your natural given ability. You're given thumbs.
You can use your nails
because you have the thumb.
Okay, but look, this is tied and glued to my thumb right now.
No, it's not. It's
knife.
We did. It's basically what can you get through airport security?
It doesn't even fall off.
That's an aftermarket modification.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Doesn't count.
I have fake knees. That's aftermarket.
Take them out.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Can't walk. You shouldn't have told us that. We were going to let you go.
Still got thumbs,
though. My knees actually aren't fake. They're just surgically repaired.
Aftermarket.
The animal I think I could win in a fight with.
Enhanced knees? I don't know.
How's your jumps? What else you got?
No.
Let me throw out an animal. You fight a pelican?
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty good.
I grab pelican.
Pelican.
That's the max? Like, see, that's your limit?
That's what I started with. That's just the number one. That's just what I throw out.
The beak scares me.
And then I realized.
Kangaroo. No. A kangaroo is going to kick your ass.
A fat foot.
I bet it even... Dude, a cat is pretty scary.
No, a cat can be.
No. Oh,
dude, a cat can be pretty scary.
If you get the first move, it's done. Yeah.
I've seen Toby... Our son Toby slice open a hand.
How dirty is this cat?
He's a dirt boy.
His cat scratch fever. I understand. Is it? Will you point your pinky? Oh, you got a scratch on his hand.
My cat scratched me.
He's talking about backhand.
So do you think you cannot beat your deaf cat in a fist fight?
I would beat the fuck out of my cat.
Right, it's a cat.
She'd never hear it coming.
She would never.
What about
hear
like
it
the
coming?
Biggest dog?
My
leopard.
Sure.
A leopard.
Okay. That's not a dog.
Oh, you said Clifford, not a leopard.
The biggest dog, a leopard. A docile dog or like a wild dog?
Look, the dog is getting the same speech you're getting. You have to go in there and win this fight.
Wolf, then.
That's what I was thinking.
That wolf beat Liam Neeson's doink.
You'll get STDs from a koala bear.
I'm gonna say I can beat the shit out of a koala bear.
You're gonna get chlamydia.
I don't care.
He'll win the long game, though.
I'm gonna say just, I can beat the fuck out of a koala.
The reach, I seem to think that you would have that, yeah.
Yeah.
Octopi.
No. They got sticky
arms. In water, out of water?
Out of water.
Best two out of three.
They got sticky arms, dude.
One in land, one in water, one in air.
Yep.
To be fair.
Octo boys got sticky arms. Rhymes. He's just going to grab
zero
you.
G's.
He can grab you good.
Grab you how? With how strong arm. Is an octopus?
Sticky armed good and strong.
No, but I don't think so.
If it gets
strong.
You sticky to arm and you put your arm on the ground and step on its head, it blows up.
It blows up?
Yeah. It's like Capri Sun power.
Oh, yeah.
That's octo knowledge.
Of course.
What about a blowfish?
Yeah, you step on it.
Even if it's all spiked up? Pop.
It ain't gonna go through
you don't,
my foot.
You don't have shoes on.
You got impaired knees.
You don't have shoes on.
He said what I was wearing right now.
That yeah, you're not wearing shoes. Rule.
I said airport security. They make you take your shoes off.
Yeah, but you can.
Yeah, they do.
Off.
And belt.
You can wear them.
I'll just use the bin. Crush it with a bin.
Oh.
Let's say nature fight. So Nakey boys.
All right. Okay.
Pufferfish. What
basically,
you got?
You're Tarzan.
So
yeah, you're Tarzan. Pufferfish.
Well, no, I mean. Well, no, yeah. I think I could still beat the fuck out of a pufferfish. Yeah, I might die afterwards.
Even if it's spiked out?
But I could kill the pufferfish before it would kill me. Yes.
Are they always like that, like when they're like defensive?
Yes.
Like, or is that just puffed? Like they can only hold that form for so long?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's puffed out a hundo.
Fuck.
What about viper?
A snake?
I think so. Yeah.
Big snake. Avocado.
I think, you know, I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Not an avocado. I couldn't handle that.
You just got to stay away from the business end.
But I can think that. A vipper.
The rattler.
Don't let it rattle him.
Yeah.
If it doesn't rattle, it's not angry. So if you keep it from rattling, it'll always be docile.
That's true. That's a true.
Tell a story.
Statement. Truth.
Sing it a whistle or two, like the Indians do.
No, that'd piss off a snake because they can't whistle. So like, that motherfucker's taunting me right now.
What if I fought a rattlesnake with a baby rattle? Do you think the rattlesnake would run?
I think the rattlesnake's too fast for you.
I think you'll die fast. The rattlesnake would run if it heard.
Think it's another rattlesnake.
So it knows what that means, and it's like just it's out of there.
That means I'm gonna get fucked up.
I think it would try to rattle a lot louder and ask you to do a band off.
What if you're hoping, or what if you're shaking the rattle and you're accidentally saying like fuck you and rattle?
Come fight me.
I put my dick in your mother.
Okay.
That's what that rattle means.
You're gonna lose that snake.
You're gonna get
yeah, that's a crime.
You're gonna lose that snake.
I don't really like. I don't want to fight anything that has claws. That like
everything has claws.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Actually, no. Horse would destroy me.
No, you can fight. Dude, a horse.
Oh my god! No. Have you ever been kicked by a horse?
Stay out of the way that way.
That's
just stay in front of it.
It destroyed Superman, so
it did destroy shit. Superman.
It threw Superman. Superman fought, lost to the ground. The horse didn't paralyze him. The ground did.
He wasn't used to the gravity on this planet.
Right.
Mm.
Pussy.
If you punch a horse in the jaw, it's probably gonna give up.
I think that horse, its face would mold around your arm.
No, it's got these soft jaw bits.
Horses are stronger than Richard Lee.
Richard Lemoy.
Leonard.
Were you trying to think of Superman's name?
I was trying to think of Leonard Nimoy, and instead Richard Lemoy came out.
It's also Q Review Day.
Just get in them numbers. Read them.
So your Netflix, your Hulus, just go over it.
I think I need to do that, because I'm at a point now where I don't know what reoccurring subscriptions I'm subscribed to. I don't spend like so much money every month on these shit I don't watch. I don't even know what I have anymore.
I feel it.
Like who did I just pay to not watch their thing?
I just gave you $8 to say I have this. I don't even use it.
Yeah. I think more people watch my other subscribed channels than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I give out passwords and stuff. Also, I just need to go through my Netflix queue because there's a lot of shit on there I haven't watched yet.
Yep.
And it's like there's stuff in there that I'm like, I'll see, and I'm like, eh, it'll be all right.
Yeah, one of these
I'll find something else.
That was the Jeffrey Epstein doc for me last night, and then now it's done, and now I'm like, should I go to the next thing or put it off for 12 days?
Did you cry?
No. I mean, it was sad, but no, I didn't cry.
Okay, that's what I think is going to happen is I'm not going to cry, because somebody was like, if you don't cry during the Epstein thing, you're a monster. I'm like, well, no.
No.
I don't think I've cried during any documentary. I've watched a lot of sad documentaries.
I've never cried.
Ever?
Yeah, neither have I.
Huh.
Grizzly Man's pretty sad, but it's not like
cry sad.
You're not gonna cry.
I know the ending.
Well, yeah.
He turns into a bear.
That is true.
Yeah. That's what Brother Bear's about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Yeah, I don't think he'd cry.
Thank you.
I don't cry at anything on TV unless it's Lion King.
Hey, you guys remember when we went and saw Infinity War and Jarrett cried?
I don't remember. Did you cry?
Did I cry?
Cried when Spider-Man died.
No,
one tear.
I was sad. I will say I did cry during the...
You cried when the third worst Spider-Man died.
Not the most recent Transformers movie, but the one before it, I think.
With Shia LaBeouf?
I don't know.
The last night.
Or the one with Mark Wahlberg.
No, it was the one... Fuck!
Bumblebee.
Hold on.
Bumblebee Tuna.
No... I forgot Bumblebee existed. Hold on.
What?
Fallen Pyramids.
Yeah, there it is.
Dying Revenge Dragon. Of the Fallen. That's which one it was, though, Kyle.
Pretty good.
Okay.
I think, right?
What's his degree of separation for Optimus Prime to Kevin Bacon?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Revenge of the Fallen is the one when the fucking... The big bad butthole comes back and the fucking...
Terry.
I've only seen the first two Transformers.
I'm alive now, and then he stabs him in the fuck.
I've only seen the first one.
Those movies are all bad.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Bumblebee. I've heard that one's the good one.
I think the issue is that Megan Fox has bad thumbs, and that's why the movies were bad.
She's only in two of them.
I know, and that's why it started bad. If it starts bad, it finishes bad.
Does the third movie explain why she's not in it? Like, she got run over by a Transformer or something?
Like, she got transformed.
Like, the whole movie is explaining why she's not there.
Yeah. It's like the Transformer opens up. Hey, Shia, remember that time I transformed from a car to a person and your girlfriend was still inside? Crushed her to death, huh?
Guys, because, like, holy really shit, they really made a lot of Transformers movies.
Who?
Yeah, they made, like, six of them.
And they all made money.
Oh, I was one off.
How many?
They made five.
Damn.
They're making another one, too.
There's Transformers 1. Transformers Dark of the Moon. Mm-hmm. Is that two? Or is that
Dark
three?
Side of the Moon.
That's three.
Two is...
Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
That's two, yes.
Two, okay.
That was a guess.
Last Night is one.
Yep, that's five.
That's five.
Dino Time.
Dino Time's four.
It is, but what's it called?
Extinction? Execution. Age of Extinction. Okay.
There you go.
And then there's Bumblebee.
Let's talk that's about what, that's Age when of Billy Extinction's steals the egg.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. When he's stuck on that kite. Like a dumb idiot.
Whew. What's the next day?
It is breakdown boxes.
Break them down.
Break them down, recycle them.
You got boxes sitting around? Break them down. I got boxes sitting around. I got to bring them down. I'm going to get so much done on this day.
What if this is every day? Do you do this every like trash day?
Break down boxes?
Nope, only today.
Oh, yeah.
Save them all.
You have to save up your boxes for this day, and then you break them all down.
No more forts. Break them down.
Well, yeah, today, was you break them down today, tomorrow starts a new fort.
Well, we'll have to wait for build your box day, because now we're breaking them down, and then there's going to be a day where you build it back up.
Like next day.
Bear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about Art Day.
Just right. Think about it.
Take a minute.
Do not do it. Don't do
I'm
it.
Doing it now,
I would
Kyle.
Like to take a silent moment to think about art.
Ian's going to yawn through this whole episode.
I can't help it. I'm a yawny boy.
It's just a chronic yawner.
I am.
The same way I yawn all day long. People are like, you tired? I'm like, no. I'm just yawn.
I'm just really bad at breathing in.
Yeah. My brain needs so much air. My big brain, my super smart man brain needs all this air to think about art.
My brain just says, you got to breathe in more. And it just takes over and is like, we'll do it for you.
What piece of art are you thinking of right now?
Van Gogh.
Okay. All of it?
Because you only got one ear.
Kyle, what are you thinking of?
Color pencils.
Okay.
All the different brands and kinds and... Yeah.
Jared, what are you thinking of?
I was deep in research. What am I thinking of?
Art.
Art. Oh, fuck. Neon crayons.
Thinking of the First Supper.
I just bought them.
The First Supper?
The First Supper.
What about the Mayflower?
What about it? You want me to think of that one? Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It's good. It's good. I remember the whole thing.
I see a lighthouse.
Is that in the did I not see the lighthouse?
Wait. I thought the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria came across, but what about the Mayflower?
Someone came on the Mayflower.
A lot of people did.
Have you guys ever seen Mallrats?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole movie where the guy's trying to look at the painting, but he can't see the fucking sailboat. I love that. That's the only part of the movie I like.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot.
I didn't think the movie was that great.
I like a lot of Kevin Smith's movies.
The kid goes, it's a schooner. And he goes, it's a sailboat, dumbass. Every time. That's what I think about when I think about art.
Last day?
Yeah.
It is Blend Your Food Day.
Just get your drink on.
So I'm not sure if this is just for like per meal or like all meals for
the whole
day.
Right, it's called day.
Jared, are you still researching?
Listen,
we'll wait. Because you need to enjoy this day.
I don't need to enjoy no day.
We'll wait.
There. I'm done.
All right.
Since Ian can't do anything without me.
I can't. I need you here. You're my rock.
My ninja.
Steve Austin.
It's pretty
blend
good.
Your food today.
Yeah. Would you blend those Cheetos before you ate them?
No.
Well, you have to.
Why? What?
I'm not putting anything in a fucking blender.
Ever?
Why not? You can make so many good milkshakes. And I'm not a child.
I think blender's good for diets, right? Don't you blend
it? It makes everything healthier.
Not on a diet.
Yeah, blend up your leaves outside.
Yeah. Autumn's coming.
Blend up your meat.
No, I'm going to eat a steak like a normal fucking person.
But you still can. You just got to blend it.
Yeah, you got to blend this.
Yeah.
You can have your steak. We're not taking that from you.
You just have to grill it in the blender.
You ain't getting it.
But think about this. You can blend the whole meal in there and be done quickly.
Instead of doing this whole fork
to mouth thing.
I'll make you a compromise. I'll put some strawberries and bananas in a blender.
And a steak.
Yeah, no. Steak sauce is a good,
steak.
Like...
Scout taters. Yeah. Green beans.
Green beans. Asparagus, maybe.
Cornbread.
Maybe a casserole. Cornbread.
Yeah, you gotta have a good
like
binder.
It would look like vomit. And
it would taste
probably
like
also
sweet
tastes
gaze.
Like vomit. I had the hiccup.
I thought you were gonna throw up in the middle of your sentence.
I had a hiccup there.
Dude, that would be
really
so convinced. Good. Ugh.
Don't forget your drinks, also.
You have to mix in your Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All at once. That's a 7-Up.
Coca-Cola, throw that out.
Ginger Ale?
7-Up. Make 7-Up yours.
Which one's just the lime and the lemon? Is that 7-Up or is that Sprite?
They're both lemon and lime.
Yeah, is but one Fresca? Of them just says you add a little lime, you add a little lemon, you got it.
Lemon lime flavored soda.
Well, yeah, but that can't be it because it's carbonated and also has sugar and a bunch of stuff.
Mm.
And syrup.
What was the guy's name that used to promote 7-Up?
Dolph Lundgren?
Not him.
Chance. 7-Up yours guy?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't remember.
The black guy?
Well, I thought it was the guy from Everybody Loves
Orlando
Raymond.
Jones.
Orlando Jones.
Ronona Wider?
I think it's Orlando Jones.
Is it? I thought it was D.L. Hughley. Is that right?
It was Orlando Jones.
Damn.
What about the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond with the really deep voice?
Oh, Brad Garrett?
Yeah. Wasn't he a 7-Up spokesman?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. That's who I was.
He was on Hollywood Squares.
Oh.
Which is like three separations from Kevin Bacon.
Oh, so we're the same number as him?
Yeah, you guys get Brad Garrett level.
That's that's pretty good.
I didn't even think about comparing us to other celebrities. Gonna do that later tonight.
Yeah, that celebrity's cool and all, but is he a 3?
I'm a 3.
Yeah, come on.
No big NBD.
Please put that on your Tinder profile. I'm a 3. it might mean different things on there. I'm not sure, but you know.
I'm a 3. Want to be a 4?
Yeah. I can make you a 4. No problem.
My Tinder for the longest time said, I know Gabe.
It should still.
It doesn't anymore. Do I know you anymore?
No wonder you're not getting
I hardly do.
I made you a 3.
I hardly know you anymore, Gage.
We share intimate secrets on the show every week.
And we also shared a bed once.
At least.
For a weekend.
Whew. When a 4 became a 3. When a 0 when became a 3, honestly. Even a nobody.
When a 3 and a 2 combine.
Yeah. Thinking of you, Bacon.
That is it for the Newsdays.
Cool.
So this topic came to me from a good boyfriend of the show, Robbie. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Don't thank him.
The Spanish porn star Nacho Vidal.
Oh, I saw this.
Likes to advertise his aromatic candles shaped like male genitalia on Twitter has been arrested on manslaughter charges following a man's death during a mystic ritual in which he inhaled psychedelic toad venom.
Jarrett wasn't in on the story until he heard psychedelic toad.
What?
There's a lot going on. So it was him and like two or three other guys.
Was this a porn party?
No.
No.
This was a ritual party.
Oh.
So did Nacho get out of porn and start doing rituals like we looked up? Is he a guide now?
I believe so. He's a shaman.
He's a shaman.
Do they call him TripAdvisor?
Oh, yeah.
He's one of them.
A website.
I know, but a TripAdvisor makes so much sense for this.
Yeah, it does.
Well, right. You remember we did talk about those people that would, when you get high, you can call them and they take care of you. They're mm-hmm. your like guide,
the trip
They're,
advisor,
your trip advisor.
Yeah, Trivago.
This poor man. So apparently,
this poor man. The guy, sounds like he got exactly what he paid for.
The guy that died had done it before, and he wanted to do it again, but in a more comfortable area, in a more comfortable setting.
A pond.
Yeah, a pod. with porn stars. And so did it on his own behalf, and apparently they're all out on bail, and like, I don't even know if the charges are going to go through.
Nacho's out on bail?
Nacho, I believe, is out on bail.
Oh, good.
So is this hurting his very successful business?
His wiener candles? Mm-hmm. I hope not. He needs those wiener candles.
Did he stop dick wicks doing porn to do wiener
That's
candles?
So good. Yeah, to do dick wicks. That's such a good name, Kyle.
Do you think they were like now, for like...
Are the candles just shaped like dick, or are they shaped like his dick?
It's gotta be.
That's a very good question.
I think it's just male genitalia in general.
They gotta be modeled after somebody.
There's nothing special about that. Anybody can do that.
Whoa, don't say that. There's something very special about a man's wee-wee.
No, I could buy a dick mold and make candles out of it.
Yeah, if you're a person who has a famous dick, you're not going to make molds out of your dick.
You need to see a doctor.
Is it worth doing if your dick is not recognizable to like the average person?
You couldn't recognize Nacho's dick?
I've never seen Nacho's dick.
The only people that are buying these from him are people that have seen it.
Gage, pull up Nacho's dick.
All right.
God damn it.
We've got it. Can we've got to see.
How much porn do we look at on this show?
Too fucking much.
Too much.
What's his name? Yeah, I might buy a candle to support him in this trying time.
New computer.
In a statement, they what's added that the ceremonies were attracting people who were easily influenced, vulnerable, or seeking help for illnesses and addictions using alternative methods.
Yes. I don't know what toad this is, but yeah. I think this is...
Those were certainly all pictures.
I didn't expect so many solo shots of
up close and personal shots.
Yeah, hold on, I'll show you. We'll save that last part. How about just porn? Okay, he's got a famous look. It's so recognizable. Everyone knows Nacho.
Oh, he's got a pepperoni. He's got the pierogies. He's got pierogies disease.
Yeah, of course. Everyone knows.
Do you not know what pierogies is?
I know what.
This is the worst thing I've ever looked at.
But I don't know what you're referring to.
All right, get out of here. Jesus Christ.
So pierogies is when the male genitalia has a very acute bend to it.
So you got banana dick.
It's worse than banana dick.
But it's looking up at you.
Look up pierogi dick.
I'm
that good. Is some gnarly shit.
So every time you blow, you're in the danger zone. It's coming this way.
Yeah, it's just all back blast.
You gotta wear a fucking poncho from SeaWorld.
Like it's a fucking Gallagher show.
I'm in the front row.
I didn't pay for this.
Calm down.
So can we buy a candle in this in his trying time?
Can we look up still... Nacho candles?
How much does it cost?
I'm just curious.
I'm gonna do it in incog just because I'm nervous.
That's what I did. New computer, gotta do it.
You never know what ads might show up later on. You never know.
Candle. Scented Nacho's candle.
Scented?
Well,
don't know if I want that.
That's kind of expensive. That's it.
How much is it?
2262 euros.
It's a replica of his.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to sign up for your fucking newsletter. The details on it are exact.
I can't read any of this in fucking Russian, dude.
Why'd you get
it's
the Russian?
It's Russian.
It's all just in Russia.
Well, I didn't.
No, he's got is he Russian? Dick.
He's Russian.
In Russian.
No, Nacho is I think Italian, isn't he, or Spanish?
Look at this. Spanish. This is fucking.
How many rubles is it?
28.
That's a lot. Wait, 28 or like 28,000?
28.
No, just 28 rubles. A ruble's a dollar, isn't it?
20. It's Kyle. It's 28K gold or 500 rune S.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. How many Toad Flax is that?
It doesn't have any reviews.
Like 1,400.
Damn, that's a lot.
I don't know what rates I'm throwing out right now, but
poor Nacho and his Toad Venom. Matt, how's he gonna make candle dicks?
Oh, what if he put Toad Venom in the candles?
Ooh, that's the scent. The aroma of venom from toads.
The aroma of sweet death.
Made in Spain. Dick down to death by toad venom. Get that injected.
Do you think they melt really fast, or do you think they last for a while?
I think they probably hold up.
Yeah.
They probably double as another thing.
Mm.
A hammer.
Bro.
Yeah, a hammer.
They sell...
Go ahead.
Frog venom?
No. They Damn sell it. A replica of his dick that bends. It's an articulated version, like a fucking action figure, but it's a dick.
He has a how many
points?
Dick
points?
Dick
yes.
Look. How many points of articulation?
Oh, it's like a damn.
It can bend down. Are and there bend are, up.
Are there multiple heads that you can put on it, or any different arms? Anything?
It's very reddish.
You can get it in pink, though. I don't think that's what it really looks like, but you can get it in.
We don't know. Who are we to tell?
People are different.
I saw a lot of pictures a second ago that tell me it's not pink.
It's not purple or black either, is it?
Poor guy.
It's bound to happen, though, right?
Do you think he'll have to go back into Pern?
I got to dig my way out of this toad bullshit. I got to go back into porn.
I got to pay bail.
I got dicked up.
Oh, no. I guess I got to go bang out more girls to make porn money to get out of jail.
He has 337,000 Twitter followers. I think he's good.
What is his Kevin Bacon number?
I don't know.
Time to do some research.
Does it count if he was on a parody porno that starred Kevin Bacon?
Well, Kevin Bacon was in a porno. I want to watch that.
It's called X-Men First Class.
For research.
Well, no, it'd be X-Men First Ass, I think it'd be.
First Ass.
Sex-Men. Yeah. Sex-Men First Ass.
X-Men After Class.
Mmm. Okay.
A little less on the nose.
What, sure as shit.
What'd you
it's
get?
Three.
You guys are the same.
We're the same.
We're the same as Nacho.
Yes.
I'm better than Nacho.
You're better than Nacho, Gage.
Gage, is this what you feel like all the time being a celebrity?
This is what it feels like, Kyle. I don't know. God, but this is great. Now,
I love
my life's
this
only
feeling.
Got better because before today, I didn't know I was a two.
I didn't know I was a three.
So, welcome
I
to the
I thought
it
was so much lower. Yeah. Higher, I guess, technically.
Definitely.
Is it lower or higher?
You want to be lower.
I feel like if you're it's, higher it's, up, so, you're good. Like, oh, I'm higher up on the echelon.
Everyone,
so
you're
it's like
for
Jolf.
The one. The one
okay,
is the
so best. It's like golf, the king's game.
Yeah.
Wait, not the one.
No one's the one.
Well, okay.
Kevin's the zero.
Exactly. You're looking for
Neo
Kevin.
Was. I guess Neo was. What's Keanu
what
Reeves?
Keanu Reeves' bacon number?
Yeah, if I'm better than
is
Keanu.
Is he a one?
Because
if he is, then he's the one.
Yeah.
This is going to be really big. This is a lot. I'm really excited.
Was Kevin Bacon in Constantine?
Keanu Reeves is a...
One, two.
Yes!
He's a two? I'm on Keanu level.
You're Keanu level, Gage.
Keanu Reeves was in Speed with Sandra Bullock and then was in Loverboy with Kevin Bacon. Whew.
Keanu and Gage Edwards.
Who knew?
In the same breath.
Who'd have thought?
I mean, come on, right? Come on. Oh, man.
Keanu Reeves, I will say, Keanu Reeves is a two with just a shitload of connections to make him a two. Like, he's a two in so
a
many
A two's
ways.
A two.
But he's a slutty two. That's not, I mean.
Like, he was in Toy Story 4 with Tom Hanks, who was in Apollo 13 with Kevin Bacon.
Now, let me ask you this. How many things has Keanu Reeves been in to be a two? And how many things has Gage been in to be a two?
I think I've been in one thing to be a two.
That's a good point.
Gage, it only took Gage one higher. Try to become a two.
Yeah. Well, I got in one.
Yeah. Cool. Got it. You're two. Got it.
Well, yeah.
One
what was
shot.
The, what was the first? What was the first televised thing you did?
The Men Who Built America.
Okay. When? What? At what point? What number project was House of Cards?
No, it was not House of Cards. Wait, that he became
it was
a two.
Veep.
It was the one with Matt Walsh.
So what project number was that for you?
I don't remember. I think Veep was first.
Like your first thing?
My first televised thing?
Yeah.
Men Who Built America was definitely my first televised thing.
Okay.
So Veep was second.
Okay. So that. It took Gage two tries.
Got it in two.
Unless someone in Men Who Built America has been with Kevin Bacon.
Maybe.
Which there's no way to look at it because no one in that show is famous except me.
Who was the director of that show?
I couldn't fucking tell you. Oh,
so people in it or like people that they got for it?
I think people who worked on it, right?
Because I'm pretty sure Trump was in it and I'm like, yeah, I'm not watching this.
Nikola Tesla was in it.
Like as like a person that like they like talk to. It's like, hey, what do you think of this guy?
All right. The Men Who Built America.
Yeah.
I will tell you Mark Cuban is in it.
Yeah, I was going to say Mark Cuban.
It's not bad.
Okay. But here's the difference, though. I wasn't on screen with him. Like, I was actually in the same scene as the people on Veep.
Mm.
So well, I think that's a little better.
I don't think that matters. Have to be in it. Now, we can say that it would require that you were in the same episode. How many episodes were you on?
One.
Only one.
But Men Who Built America, I was on, I think, every episode because I was in the opening scroll and then I did like four episodes screen time.
Yeah, so see, he's been in all
so four. So technically, you're on screen with every single one of the cast.
Every episode of the show.
You're a regular.
Which means that all you need is for Donald Trump or Mark Cuban to also have. That's tough, though. I can't believe I'm about to type out this.
Cuban, hey, listen. I know Cuban has done a lot of cameos as himself in movies. So that might be an easy thing. He doesn't like to be other people, apparently. He just likes him.
Who's that?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban.
Okay, yeah. Well, Mark Cuban and Donald Trump both are twos. So that doesn't help.
So that would make you a three, so it doesn't count. Because you are a two.
Yeah. Right.
What about, you know, these are a lot of, sure are a lot of names. Who's this guy? He looks like somebody that I've seen in something else before. I'm wrong.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know. He got that face. It's like, I feel like I've seen him in something else before.
Lincoln. I don't know.
Yeah, nope. He's just
Danny Day-Lewis.
Mr. Vanderbilt. Yeah, that ain't going to help you, Gage. You ain't getting it.
I'm tired. Yeah. Things happen.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to be a two.
That's true.
Just glad to be a two. All right.
Well, that's all I got for my porn man. What? Stay away from toad venom.
Lesson learned.
Everybody else says, hey, we're all doing toad venom. You in?
Say no, sir.
Not for me.
What are we looking at, Gage?
This is people were just reviewing the DVD of Men Who Built America available at Walmart.
$21,
right? Anyone say, who is that handsome number two?
You know, a good review here. I don't know if anyone wants to read it. Just ignore this part down here.
What's
it called?
I can't even read that.
It says, I heard Gage Edwards is in this. He's fantastic. Great show. Good job.
Written by somebody who's not important.
Wow. 5 stars. Wow.
Write your own.
I wrote this before we did the podcast one day that I was like, oh, I could buy myself my DVD.
They should give that to you, I feel like.
Copy. I feel like we've had that conversation
before. I remember being in Best Buy when Veep season 1 came out on DVD. I was like, huh.
You didn't get a free copy of that either?
No.
What the fuck?
Call Matt Walsh and be like, hey, listen.
Call Matt. Where's my Kevin Bacon connection?
Call them up.
You got me, right?
Yeah, he'll revoke your Kevin Bacon.
I don't want to lose my two.
That would be very scary.
Yeah. And then you guys would lose your threes.
Can't have that.
Yeah. I think we would retain.
No, because I would be a three.
He would put our connection with him instead of you.
What?
That we
Matt
would
Walsh would betray Matt Walsh. Me and take you guys?
If you had questioned Matt Walsh, then yes.
I would never.
Questioned his authority.
Matt, yeah, I know you're listening. You're good. I'm not questioning anything.
Then you're still a two. We're still threes.
Okay.
I'm a proud three.
Kyle, what you got?
I thought, wait, is it me?
What about Jared's secret topic?
I thought he had a secret
topic. No, I told you he had a secret topic. It's not ready yet. He won't tell me what it is. Yeah. He's got to let it marinate for a bit.
Yeah.
But the order. What do we do about the order, Gabe?
If we follow the order every week, like we rarely do, we just move Jared to somewhere else on the show that doesn't
matter. Yeah. I wish you guys hadn't said anything because I'm trying really hard to have my brain remember what it was that I was going to talk about next week, and it's losing itself.
How do you not write stuff down?
Do I look like I have a fucking pen, Gage?
You got a phone right there.
You have a phone.
Text it to yourself. Phone.
Yeah, I sure can. Yeah, I take notes in this There's thing notes. All the time. Can we show me the notes for the show that I have?
So many notes.
It's dumb. See, look at all this.
Now Gage is trying to tell me he types things when he told me to write things down.
Jared, shut the fuck up. Dumb, you're talking to it too, okay? You're dumb. You can't talk
you're
to it.
Yeah, you're talking to it too, Jared. You have to watch it.
I remember Matt Walsh it now.
Revoke it.
I remember. Good. What? I remember.
Text it to yourself.
I'm not gonna.
You suck.
It requires research. I don't know if I want to do it. That's what I'm not going to tell you guys about what it's about.
Okay. Kyle?
Popular mechanics.
That was a good one.
Troops could have night vision injected into their eyes.
Nuh-uh.
How much? Well, they're still testing it. It says
all of the night vision.
How much money?
How much money, like you would pay me to do it, or
well,
how much
I mean, if you'll do, if it, you'll do it for cheaper.
Ah, dude, fuck that. That would suck ass. You kidding me?
I want to wait to hear who's in on this.
Dude, I want to know how much this costs.
Apparently, it only lasts 10 weeks. So it's like a, I don't know.
Multiple tries.
Yeah. Well, it's like any other, like, bio, I don't know.
I wish it was permanent. If it was permanent, Botox, any less than $10,000, sign me up.
That would suck to have night vision permanently. That would be the shittiest thing. Daytime night vision would suck ass.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh?
Wear sunglasses, dum-dum.
Or your eyes become transitions.
That doesn't make it night outside.
I'm not seeing any
you're telling me
dollar
you get
amounts.
This surgery and your eye doesn't know when it's daylight to know normal vision or...
You would lose day
your
vision.
Your eye's obviously smarter than fucking Ian.
If I'm losing day vision, I'm not doing anything to my eye.
Thank you.
There's so much.
You cannot lose day vision.
Or do you just transition everything to night? Yeah.
No, there's more day than there is night.
We'll do Alaska.
Think about how dope.
Well, what are you going to do for the month?
Think about looking at a fucking computer screen or a TV screen. You'd be blind.
No.
It'd be just a big white.
Just because you already are blind doesn't mean anything, Gage.
Listen, Jarrett. Because I have lenses. Corrective 100% good vision. You're like a 97%, or because you got your vision's bad, but it's not bad enough to be fixed. Like,
no, my vision's
just not 100%.
Jarrett, your privilege is showing.
I know. It
fucking
is.
Stop.
Shut up, corrective lenses.
Listen, don't talk to a two that way, okay?
All right, whatever, CL gang.
I'm a two here.
Yeah, you can't talk to twos like that.
You guys want a fucking coupon for Lens Crafters for your birthdays?
Could you get me one? It's kind of expensive.
Please.
Yeah, they are expensive.
For contacts, not glasses. I have glasses.
No.
I need contacts.
So they got
It says researchers in China and the U.S. have created injectable night vision that works in mice. If the technology transfers to humans, it could mean doing away with large, cumbersome night vision goggles for troops.
How would they know? Did they ask the mice? Can you see good in dark time?
The mouse stopped running into the wall in pitch black.
Well, the animals already can see at night.
Not I can see at can night, you... just not green.
Yeah, because your eye is made up of positives and negatives. Humans have a lot of positives in the center of their eye. That's why they can see
focus.
Better, and that's why they see color.
Huh.
But animals have negatives in the center of their eye, which means that they can see in the dark.
Am I getting a fucking
that's why. That's why you can see better at night through the sides of your eyes, and that's why a lot of things catch your attention out of the side of your eye at night, because you have negatives on the outside and positives on the inside.
My dog's blind as shit in the dark, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even need that
Maybe
much explanation. All I gotta say is injection in the eye, and I'm saying no. I'm not going through with the LASIK with the knife. I'm not doing the needle.
Guys, Gage, what about eye tattoos?
No.
Why not?
Is it contactless? Can they just go, and then it'd be there?
Or? No, they needle your eyeball.
No, thank you.
They don't throw it on you like water.
That's what I'm thinking.
If they splash
it, it'd be better.
What about night vision?
Look at this ink real good.
That would be cool.
Night vision
contacts would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
But why don't they do that? Come on, Chiny.
Is it the same? You already way made a disease. Knows when it's daylight or not.
You just take them out in daytime, Gage.
It doesn't.
I want to be able to see it all the time. Don't you take them out, put different contacts in.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want night.
Or just wear your glasses like you're wearing now.
Contacts in the daytime.
Well, I want the option.
Well, but you can't be the night man in the daytime. You should be the day man.
I can be a night man whenever I want.
No.
It says, in a study, researchers injected nanoparticles that converted infrared light into visible light into the eyes of mice.
Nanoparticles.
Those mice,
and the mouse was like, whoa,
nanoparticles. Those mice were then placed in a maze along with mice who didn't receive the injections and were able to find their way out of the maze.
Hell yeah. See, mice are smarter than
fuck.
Me.
Fuck. I can't imagine being, your sole purpose for living is to get needles in your eye to maybe to see.
So do they like release them out in the wild now? Fuck. Like, do they have that trait that they can just only like pass on?
A mouse gets night vision, it becomes an apex predator.
First, they're not letting a mouse that has like a $10,000 surgery into the wild to get eaten by a cat.
Why not?
They're not letting
they're gonna eat the mouse and gain its power.
No, it's like giving a baby Hulk powers and just like, all right, live in the street, baby.
Jack did that.
Yeah, it parents. He was kept.
He was kept in a cage with other babies.
Jack.
Yeah, remember.
I'm trying.
Yeah, he flew away. He got kidnapped by Syndrome.
Oh, I haven't seen the first one in a long time.
Yeah.
He only got kidnapped for like a minute.
It was like 45 seconds.
Isn't that when he figures out he can just light on fire and it burns him up or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a big deal. He's got parents throughout that whole process.
But he almost died.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I think is dumb?
Me?
That scene happens and you obviously can tell that Jack has powers. And then in the second one, the dad's like, you have powers when he uses his powers. Like, yeah, in the first one, you saw him use his powers.
I think it's stupid to assume that a family of four that already has superpowers thinks that the baby wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like a family of all blonde people has a blonde kid, and they're like, you're blonde?
Whoa.
It's like, yeah, it's in the genes.
Not mine. I'm wearing shorts.
Jorts?
No.
And Violet has more than one power.
She can. Well, technically, I think it's one because she uses a force field around herself to make herself invisible.
No,
I think she makes a force like field
that
makes herself
invisible. On the surface. It's like have you seen The Boys?
No, I haven't.
That guy there's a superhero that has skin that can like the way that like he puts a bubble like armor around himself and it makes himself invisible.
Okay,
who said they haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Why?
Gage?
I don't know.
That's such a good show.
Really good. It. Really good. You'd like it.
You should. It's on Amazon.
You'll like it, Gage. You'd like it as a 2.
I know. I pay for Amazon. I get that fucking bill.
You would actually really like it, Gage.
You would really like it, Gage. You'd really, as a 2, you know, you'd really like it.
I'm like dead.
You would I'll watch it. I watch it.
Coming from 3,
you'll love it, Gage.
You would like it.
I usually don't take the gospel of 3s, you know.
You're going to love it.
As a 2.
You'll like it, Gage.
You have to like it, Gage.
Gage, it's about Superman.
Is Kevin Bacon in it?
It's about super people.
No.
We're not telling.
Aquaman gets canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I will watch it. I will is it just one
You'll
season?
You'll love it,
it's
Gage.
Only one season right now.
Wait, did you guys watch Watchmen?
No.
Yeah.
No, I need to. I need to get HBO again.
I watched The Watchmen.
Not this year,
okay.
The show.
Oh, the show, The Watchmen?
The show. I still need to see
the
show.
It's so fucking good. Watch that.
It's not a 3s show.
It's total. You're right. It's better than what a 3 is used to. You know.
I know. I wouldn't understand it.
You guys eating those
I wouldn't get
monkey
it.
Brain shows when those 2s are up here watching good stuff like Watchmen.
What do you want from me? I'm a bottom and a 3.
I expect a little bit more. Yeah. You're the what a terrible life. I'm a bottom.
What do I have going for me?
Hey, at least I'm not a 4.
That's true. You could be a 4.
We could have been a 4 if it weren't for Matt Walsh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Those beta cuck 4s out there don't know what to do.
I was going to suggest this be like, hey, just this episode title, just be like, you're a 4. That's it.
Our subscribers are 4s. Those poor bastards.
Thank you.
What were we talking about? What was your topic?
Night vision. That would suck.
Night vision injectables.
If they could figure it out to way to put it in a contact or something, I'd try. Sure.
If it lasted longer than 10 weeks, I think it might be worth it.
10 weeks?
I just don't want...
Oh, it only lasts 10 weeks.
In my eye.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing. Isn't that how they deal with glaucoma?
I think they give you weed and send you outside.
Here, play Wii Sports. Yes. Get out of here.
It's not much different than your teenage years.
Practice tennis or bowling.
Don't do the boxing game. You'll break something.
No, Mike will fuck you up.
Anything else there, Kyle?
No, that's it.
Okay, cool. If we get this, Jared, I propose you get it first.
What?
Yeah.
Vision? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I told you, if it's under $10,000, I'm in.
Did it have a price on there?
There was not a price in the article.
Wait, but hang on. Yeah. Before we decide to do this, remember the last time that we said, Jared, for any amount of money, would you do this? And he said, yeah. And then he said, I didn't say
yeah,
that.
You're,
and
are you about to pay for something that's less than $10,000 to get experimental surgery on yourself when you won't get a $200 dick piercing that you're not paying for?
And are getting paid for?
You're making money off of this one. Mm-hmm. The other one might not work.
That or you'll just go blind.
You get a needle in your eye and you can't see. The other one you could just
then you won't have to look at your weird pierced dick.
You get them both done the same day.
I'll get one done after block the other because then I might not be able to see it.
Get them done at the same time, same doctor.
I was gonna say that's a really weird day for that one guy.
Yeah,
I need you to pierce my dick and then I need you to shoot my eye with this big needle.
It's 3, 2, 1 and in and out.
Thanks.
Seriously, Jared, $200. You're gonna make money off of this.
You're making $100 yeah. off getting your dick pierced.
Can I just say real yeah. quick?
And your girlfriend agreed to it.
Night vision.
My girlfriend doesn't know.
the night vision. It's possibly over 50 meters, whatever a meter is.
A meter is more than 3 yards.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Jared, we'll sign you.
It's like more than 3 yards by like an inch or two.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm bad with distance.
I'm sorry. 3 feet.
It's more than I knew 3 yards didn't sound right, but I was like, I'm not going to correct him and be wrong.
So it's... That's 130 feet-ish? Or more? Or way
Jesus
more than
Christ.
That?
What?
I don't know.
In how many meters?
50.
50 meters?
Times 3, 150.
One meter feet. Equals 3.3 feet.
Yeah, so okay, you'd probably so be looking at closer to like
164 feet.
160 something feet.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's normal for like normal vision?
You'd be looking at about 5,280 feet, which is a mile.
Wow, yeah, done. For 10 weeks? Done.
A mile of dark vision and a yard of day vision.
It's a pretty good trade-off.
That would suck, because if you and your friends are hanging out outside or something, and you're just, you know, whatever, bullshit, and you have night vision, you're like, can you guys, you see that way over there? And you're the only one that can see it, and no, everyone's like, shut up, Kyle. You start crying, because no one else could experience the same thing you are.
I was like, what was that? He's like, I know what that was. I heard it. I saw it.
I could see this with my special eyes.
It was a squirrel.
Yeah, I should have done the
experiment. You were right.
Should have taken it.
Doctor stabbed my eyes with nighttime looks.
They cracked open a glow stick and put it in my eye.
Now I can see great at night, but not in the day.
But it's military grade. Like
yeah, military night. Yeah.
You're going to get fucking abducted by the army. He's like, spot them. You're going to be spotting insurgents and stuff.
John Bonham.
All right, for my topic, I've got, I was having a conversation about the seven dwarves earlier, mm-hmm. and after I got mad because apparently the spelling of dwarves can go either way.
No, it's just one.
Well, I looked.
We're in America, both there's correct. One way.
What's the other one?
D-W-A-F-S. Dwarfs.
That's no. Dwarfs.
Totally right.
That was dwarfs.
Dwarfs.
You didn't put an R. You just said D-W-A-F-S.
Also right.
Listen. Oh, a dwarf.
If
that's my favorite Tim Curry character.
Anybody, I'm going to post dwarf. This on Facebook.
Do it.
And if anybody of my friends list says they say dwarfs,
look,
they're going to get deleted.
Dwarfs. Hold on.
It's like saying knives.
Now, dwarf, plural dwarfs or dwarves, they're both right.
Okay, what about elves? Can elves be elves?
I don't know. Let's look up elves. Elves is only elves.
Okay.
So yeah, after looking that up and being mad, I was thinking, I'm like, what is if they were if guys Disney's in a lot of trouble.
Are they?
They're in a lot of trouble.
What happened? And
they need our help. Okay.
What happened? Tell us. Dwarves.
They don't know how to
spell dwarves. Tell us the secrets.
And they're hemorrhaging money from this COVID nonsense, right? They got no sports. They got no movies. Their live action things aren't good. They need help.
What does hemorrhage mean?
What's that?
To make a lot of.
This two doesn't have enough time to explain stuff to a three. You should be smarter than that. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm a bottom two. Keep that in mind. A lot I don't know about the upper world.
Bottom three. Don't say two ever again. Okay, got that?
The bottom three.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Disney has asked us to recast or remake the Seven Dwarves, Snow White and Seven Dwarves, but we have to modernize it for 2020. So instead of sleepy, dopey, happy,
what? Dopey that, can stay.
Dopey can stay.
Sleepy and dopey stay?
100%.
No, just dopey.
It's in most states.
We got to somehow modernize that for 2020. So what are the adjectives for 2020?
Angry.
Angry.
Drinky.
Can one be munchy?
Oh, lonely.
Lonely? Okay.
Lonely.
We got to have munchy.
Munchy. What about if, can we wrap munchy into one where he's just a stoner? So he's stony?
That's what I'm getting. Just, that's what I'm yeah, stony. Get at.
Foodie? Okay.
Who's that?
Stony.
Foodie?
Food. Okay.
Cranky.
Cranky. Okay.
What about if we name one avocado toast?
Why? What is that?
What about dumpy?
That's popular among millennials or something.
I think that might fall under foodie. Yeah, or we can do.
What about dumpy?
Dumpy, sure.
Yeah, he's just got a big dump.
Trashy.
Ooh.
Oh, trashy.
What if we make
bad.
Dumpy and trashy both the same, and it's just he's orange and he has a toupee?
I thought maybe we could take angry a little farther that way too. Or racist.
That doesn't end with a Y.
Racy.
Racy?
Both of their faces,
I was going to say rage, but.
Stone solid.
Yeah. They're frozen up for a second. What about bougie?
Okay.
We do bougie.
Oh, bougie.
Yes, 100%.
Good. Should we make a list? What are we doing?
I don't know. Why don't you write it down on your phone?
I got a bad phone. I can't.
Yeah, Gage, why don't you write it down in your phone?
Jared, how about you shut the fuck up? How about that?
You write it.
Ugh, tell him. Tell him, Gage. Tell him what he's at. He's a three.
I can, down I'll take boy. Away this three. I'll call Matt.
I'll personally call.
I'll call Matt.
So we've got trashy, dopey.
Yeah. We keep it dopey, apparently. Stony. Okay.
Lonely.
Lonely. Okay.
Can we have a depressed? Because there's also a bashful. Sadie? There's also like bashful Doc. There's like you other.
Is lonely not depressed?
Ooh, can we know. Have daddy?
Daddy, yeah, absolutely.
Suicidal.
Suicide.
Suicide-y.
Daddy.
Sure. What's that, Ian?
I said daddy, but suicide-y, I guess, works.
Suicide-y, okay.
Doesn't sound great.
How many is that?
Seven so far.
That's all we need. The seven dwarves.
We can't get any better than that?
Well, let's read over them and see if we can't fix any of them.
Bougie, trashy, dopey, stony, lonely, daddy, suicide-y.
Get rid of dopey and just keep it stony. Because dopey and stony are kind of the same character.
Okay. So I've got six now.
Okay, what are they?
Bougie, trashy, stony, lonely, daddy, suicide-y.
What about dumpy?
Is dumpy different than trashy?
Yeah, because he's got a big butt. He's got a big dumpy.
How is that not bougie? Is that different than bougie?
Bougie's fancy.
Oh, okay.
Is bougie fancy? Or fake fancy?
Yeah, bougie's like fancy.
What can we make ones that somehow have like an OnlyFans account or something or a Patreon for losers?
Simpy.
Simpy.
Or just simp.
Well, it has to end with a simpy. Y.
It doesn't. There's Doc and there's Bashful also.
Doesn't count. They are knockoff.
Yeah.
They're all friends.
Yeah, we call them Bashy, Kyle, in the original.
Yeah, oh, okay. Bashy and Docky.
They're season two.
Yeah. They're DLC.
I guess Snow White can have an OnlyFans, so I'll write that down. Snow White.
Okay. Only. And they are all her patrons or Duke. Whatever.
He's just a big Green Day fan.
He's the emo guy.
Yeah,
Dookie.
That's probably lonely. I think a Green Day fan.
He's the goth.
Lonely.
Emo-y.
Emoey Joey.
Did you keep Simpy?
Simpy's in there, yeah.
Simpy's okay. A good one.
Bougie, trashy, stony, lonely, daddy, suicide, Simpy.
I don't like suicide.
No, I don't either.
Trash suicide.
Clumsy.
Is there one for
like, what about Stumpy? He's just got stumpy arms.
We call him Nugget. is there one we could do for like YouTubers or something?
Dreamy.
Creamy.
Can we just put Logan Paul on here?
Paulie.
Oh.
Got anything?
I keep Stealthy. Trying to think of how to do like something content creator or like influencer or, but I can't find a way to narrow either of them down enough.
Reviewee.
Paparazzi.
Subscribee.
I don't hate him.
Subby.
Can we make?
That sounds like a Dom BDSM.
Well, we do have daddies.
Yeah, we have daddies.
Can we just have the last one be subscribe? Subscribe. Just like have all of these and subscribe.
Likey, Brady, subscribey.
I like likey.
That's pretty good.
Likey.
That's the whole like social media, yeah. Like person. They're on everything.
Live, laugh, lovey. Karen-y.
Karen-y. Or just Karen.
Sorry for the delay.
Karen laughter. And the Seven Dwarves.
I'm yawning. Oh, God.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy's a good one. I think that's pretty good.
We can do Buffy, and he's real strong. But also,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He doubles as one. What about Soupy? He's all wet.
What, Jarrett? What was that?
Oh.
Did you look at the picture I just sent?
Sure did. I found a thumbnail.
Yes. So glad.
Nuki?
Yeah, I think that's Nuki pretty good.
Kooky?
Overreaction-y.
YouTubers Dandy? Reacty.
Purport. Reacty's pretty Reacty, good.
Yeah. In 2020 kind of sucks.
Cracky.
Yeah.
Cracky. Right. That's what I was thinking of. I was mad about the dwarf thing, and then I was like, oh, I wonder what 2020 dwarves would look like.
Well, now we know. That'd be all fucky. Oh, fucky, yeah.
Well, I mean, daddy's kind of there, right?
Yeah, daddy. Daddy dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Is there a daddy D&D troll? Is there a daddy in the troll movies?
There's a dad.
But is there daddy? Okay.
Is there also a daddy?
I would say
My two daddies.
I'm going to hang out with my dads. Oh. Just my throwaway Disney comment to be inclusive. Cool. That's all I got. I didn't have much.
I like it.
Perfect. So ask your friends how they spell dwarves. We'll see what happens.
And then unfriend them when they're wrong.
Yeah.
I can't believe people think it's dwarves.
It's definitely dwarves. But yeah, but dwarves dwarf,
like nine.
Is also appropriate, apparently.
No, it's not.
It says it is.
Fuck the internet, dude. Are we going to believe everything we see on the internet?
Jared, we're on the internet.
Gage.
And I have to now that I'm a two.
Gage.
Because but the internet confirmed it.
It ain't dwarfs.
Look, the dictionary.com says now, plural, dwarfs. I can look up dick if you want.
No, dictionary.com can suck a
fat look
one.
Up nacho dick.
I mean, nacho's dick.
Is this Merriam-Webster?
No, it's fucking dictionary.com. It's goddamn uncensored.
What?
Oh, we need the censored dictionary.
Doesn't even have fucking references.
Merriam-Webster still has dwarfs with an F.
That's horse shit.
On, they don't even have dwarves with a V. All
right, well, Miriam. And
so where? Oh, wait, is this some like Mandela effects shit? What's that? Is this some like Mandela effect where there it's not actually with a V at all, and it never has been?
I see it here now. Yeah. But it's also, because it also says dwarfs.
No.
Because it actually says dwarfs first and then also dwarves.
So D-W-A-R-F-E-S, dwarfs. Just
S, no E-S.
Oh.
Dwarfus.
Dwarfus.
Hey, Miriam.
Here comes, hey, Webster. Here comes Dwarfus.
Dwarfus.
I'm done, dude. Like, no.
Gage, are you looking at dwarf roll 34?
No, do you want me to?
No, please don't.
Do it, pussy.
I like how on Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the number the five definition is an insignificant person.
Yeah, fuck you. Kyle, you dwarf.
Hey.
I'm a dwarf.
It's a three you're talking to. It's a three. You're all threes. You're all insignificant to me.
We're dwarfs in comparison.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well. Still yawning. That's going to do it for us today. Thank you all for coming along and sticking around. If you did or if you didn't, we hate you. If you left early, you're less than a four, so, or more than a four, so you're probably about a six or a five.
Bunch of losers.
Keep that in mind. Bunch of fucking dwarfs. Don't forget to leave a review of the show, which I don't think anybody's ever done.
I don't think anybody ever has, actually.
For a long time, since before the moon rose. You can find us on Facebook and also on Twitter. You can find us on Google Play and iTunes and also Spotify, all for free. And then thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. Bottoms rise up. Something about Kevin Bacon. And do it for Johnny.